Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, sorry, that was actually Big Lou, not the start of the Fan Morning Show. This is the start of the Fan Morning Show. Doran, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful.
Friday.
It's a Friday. Hit us up on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. It is 6:02. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. Doran, before we start things off with a little Dalvin Cook and what it might mean for the Steelers and Najee Harris, we got people blowing up the text line about UFOs, people blowing up the text line about Bigfoot, and people blowing up the text line with suggestions of what our intro song should be. That was Lizzo. That's a placeholder. Not that I dislike Lizzo. That's a placeholder. You can vote on the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick, trustpj.com. MJ, Black or White, Mac Miller, Party on Fifth Ave, Rob Bass, It Takes Two, or too legit to quit, too legit to quit.
Mm-hmm.
How about Dalvin Cook gets released by Minnesota? He's going to be 28, I believe, in August. Last year, Doran, near 1,200 yards, averaged 4.4 yards per carry. By releasing him, is it more about the money, or do they think he's washed up? Because if they think he's washed up, what the hell is Najee Harris, who at 24 had a much worse season last year, didn't average 4 yards a carry?
Adam, you always tell me different football, and you know different football than I do, and I wanted to ask you this question.
Oh, boy.
I wanted to throw it at you because this whole situation has my mind boggled. This situation, I cannot wrap my mind around why you would release one of your best players. And a guy that has been productive. I mean, is that washed up to you? Do those numbers scream washed up?
No, he had 1,500 yards from scrimmage last year.
Exactly. I have no idea the thought process. Maybe he wanted out. Like, I could see that. That's the only way I can go. Maybe he wanted out.
Right.
But whenever you link it to Najee Harris, Najee's not washed up.
Not at all.
Not at all. Najee can't offer what Dalvin Cook does. Dalvin Cook has the explosive ability to take one, 90 yards. And he does as a receiver as well. But running backs, man, this whole dynamic between them in the NFL nowadays is just so interesting. Like, nobody respects the running back position anymore at all. They feel like they could find a running back every other year at a low price or in the draft or even not even in the draft, like a Jaylen Warren.
Well, you think about James Conner, who when healthy was really productive for the Steelers. He was a great back here, I thought, in Pittsburgh, and he was a third round pick. Jaylen Warren last year, undrafted, he averaged more yards per carry than did Najee Harris. You think about Le'Veon Bell, who for a four-year period was putting up Hall of Fame numbers. He was not a first-round pick. I would not ever draft a running back in the first round unless, here's the qualifier, you think you're a running back away from winning the Super Bowl. If you really think the next piece is a running back, the last piece is a running back, fine. If I were Buffalo, I'd call on Dalvin Cook.
Yes.
They've had trouble running the football.
They have his brother.
They have his brother. That would make sense. Miami has been linked to Dalvin Cook. That would make some sense. They've built themselves a star-studded roster in Miami. I think they're going to be really good if Tua stays healthy. And then the other option, and this is my preferred option of the three, is Denver.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe that Denver's going to be good. I think they're going to be better than last year. I don't worry about them as much as I worry about Miami. If you're thinking about the wild card race for the Steelers, I don't worry about them as much as Buffalo, who could get pushed into the wild card race if Miami does achieve all they're capable of.
Do you worry about Denver with Dalvin Cook, though? That's a different now you're talking about a different animal there. I mean, you're getting a weapon if you're Russell Wilson.
They have Javonte Williams, who last year averaged about the same yards per carry. He did not have the full season of goods that Dalvin Cook did. Dalvin Cook's a better player.
Oh, yeah.
Dalvin Cook not washed up, not what he used to be. 2020, he had 2,000 yards from scrimmage. The last 2 years, 1,400 and 1,500 yards from scrimmage. But he can still run the ball, man. He averages 4.7 yards per carry in his career. And again, Najee Harris down at 3.9. When I look back at the Steelers drafting of Najee Harris, people are always going to say, well, 3.9 yards per carry because the offensive line hasn't been good. That's true. It's why I would have rather them draft Landon Dickerson in the first round instead of Najee Harris.
Dickerson.
What did I say?
Dickinson.
What's your last name?
Dickerson.
Why did I say Dickinson?
Because you didn't think that his last name was the same last name as mine.
I probably overcorrected there is what happened.
Yeah.
But I would have rather had him. I would have rather gone offensive line. Because how long is Najee Harris? You look at Minnesota, who has had the services of Dalvin Cook for 6 years. How long is Najee Harris going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler? I think 5 years at max. After this year, the Steelers are going to have to make a decision whether or not to pick up his fifth-year option. I imagine he's going to have a good year behind this offensive line. They're going to put a premium on that. You've got Jaylen Warren, so you shouldn't have to have your wheels fall off. But I don't think he's going to be here any longer than 5 years.
Even if he has a good year this year, you wouldn't want him back?
I would pick up the fifth-year option. That's as far as I would go with Najee Harris. Now, if he's an all-pro in each of the next 3 years, I would consider slapping him with the franchise tag. But I'll tell you something I'm never doing, giving out a big contract to a running back. If the Steelers had given that money to Le'Veon Bell, I think it would have gone better than it did in New York, clearly. But I also don't know if it would have been worth the money because I do think with a running back, it's just the law of diminishing returns. The best you're going to get out of a running back, more often than not, is at the beginning of his career. I wouldn't want to pay for that. And that's why I don't think Najee Harris is destined to be a Steeler beyond the next 3 years.
You don't think that Le'Veon Bell would have helped the Steelers if they would have re-signed him?
I don't know how much, and this might sound crazy, I don't know how much better he would have been at that stage of his career than James Conner.
He could do more.
He can. He could. Certainly.
Dalvin Cook can do more. And you know what? I had the same thought process as you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would never draft. Before this year, I was like, you know what? I'm at a point where I would never draft a running back in the first round. And then Bijan Robinson goes to Atlanta. And then Jahmyr Gibbs goes to Detroit. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, why are teams, and especially these teams, and you said, I wouldn't draft a running back in the first round unless I knew that I was a running back away to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
These teams aren't a running back away
to go
to the Super Bowl. So, like, you know, it really got me thinking. I'm like, why are these teams drafting running backs this high? And I was like, what do these guys do that I'm missing? And they do what Le'Veon Bell did. They can be a receiver as well. They can be Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel. Like, you can find that dual running back now, not a dual running back of being a running back and then another running back, but a dual running back as one person being a running back and a receiver. Like, to me, that is so valuable. Like, somebody like Dalvin Cook is so much more valuable than Najee Harris, in my opinion. He's almost more valuable to me, and people are going to probably crush me for this, than Derrick Henry.
We keep hearing that there's more on the bone there for Najee Harris catching the football. And he caught that touchdown at the end of the Ravens game. It was a really nice play. Great hands by him. He had 41 catches for 229 yards last year. 5.6 yards per reception.
Yeah, but his
check down Charlie.
Exactly.
That's nothing.
He's not running routes.
No. And they say he can, and he says he can, and coming out, oh, he can. He's got more meat on the bone there. His first practice, he caught a ball one-handed, and Dale Lally asked about it. He goes, oh, I do that all the time. I ain't seen it. And that's the other thing. We can look forward, and I am projecting that Najee Harris has a good year this year. We had Brad Spielberger on who thought it worthy to throw money at him being the NFL's leading rusher this year. Okay, fine, we can project forward, but what we've seen out of Najee Harris for 2 years, I don't think you can look at it as anything other than a disappointment. Now, injury was a big reason for it last year. Fair enough, but you and I talked about it. Yeah, there's explosion missing, which will obviously hurt you trying to hit the hole. I also thought there were holes that were open at times that he wasn't hitting.
Hesitating, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that was a between-the-ears thing. I think Najee Harris, to this point, has been a massive disappointment.
Massive disappointment. 1,000-yard, 2,000-yard seasons.
Yep. He averaged 60 yards a game last year.
And he was hurt last year and still eclipsed 1,000 yards.
Yeah, he did.
And you think that's a massive disappointment, really?
He was good in the second half of the season. I wouldn't say he was great. And in year one, he was more of a volume guy than an explosive guy. And we knew he wasn't going to be the breakaway speed dude that Dalvin Cook is. But his long run each of the last 2 years, 37 yards, 36 yards, that's what we talked about yesterday. I want to see, and you, I thought, said it really well, when he gets to the next level, that's where we need to see Najee Harris be elite.
Win.
Like, that's where, if you're a first-round running back, be elite.
Yes.
We've seen it with Saquon Barkley, first-round running back. We have seen it with Christian McCaffrey, first-round running back. We have not seen that kind of game-breaking ability from Najee Harris. When you talk about Gibbs, and you talk about the ability to catch the ball and be a weapon more than a running back, can you be a difference maker? I don't think Najee Harris has been a difference maker. He's been pretty good at times. I don't think he's been that guy. And that's why, to me, he hasn't been worth that first round pick.
You just said it so perfectly. And, you know,
yeah.
It's whenever I think of players changing the game, I think of, do you keep, especially on the offensive side of the ball, does Najee, this is the question right here. Does Najee Harris keep defensive coordinators up at night?
No.
There you go.
No way.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Right. They go in the game, they're like, we're going to run our defense and we're going to attack the Steelers. They're not like, well, you know what? We got to stack the box. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to shift. We got to slide the defensive line, whatever. Najee's, you know, offset of the sidecar of the quarterback. Like, we got to, no.
When Le'Veon Bell got hurt in the AFC Championship in 2016, you knew it was done.
Yes.
Because Bill Belichick was just simply going to take Antonio Brown out of the game to the best of their ability and, okay, beat us, Sammy Coates. If Le'Veon Bell plays in that game, I'm not suggesting the Steelers win because the lacrosse player caught like 15 touchdown passes from Tom Brady in that game. And however many points the Steelers would have scored, they would have just named their score and scored one more. That's just the way it would have gone, I think. But I think the Steelers would have put up a fight. I think they would have scored points because Le'Veon Bell was that hard to prepare for. And that's just not what Najee Harris is. Now,
he's not that right now. Do you think he can be that?
No. I think he can be good. And I think he can be good for the next 3 years. But I do not think he has great within him. I do not. Do you?
There's a part of me that says yes. I think that whenever the perfect storm, whenever that hits, and I think the perfect storm is brewing right now with the tight ends, you know, obviously the receivers and Kenny in the offensive line. I think that he's not going to be – he's going to be a piece of the puzzle, not the puzzle. And I think he was asked to do a lot his rookie year with Ben and his ailments. He was asked to do a lot last year with his injury. I'm not trying to make excuses right now.
There are excuses and reasons.
And reasons, yeah. Right? He was asked to do a lot last year, Kenny being rookie quarterback, two different quarterbacks going into the game, Kenny getting hurt, and then he has to be the man. I think this year it's going to be divvied up enough where he doesn't have to have all the onus on his shoulders that he could play freely and actually be at top tier of what he could actually be. And I think that that's going to be pretty decent.
Well, we've talked about this a bunch with Kenny Pickett and Matt Canada and kind of the excuses being out the window. It's put up or shut up time, especially for Matt Canada, because now this is his third year on the job. I put Najee Harris in that category too. He better put up. If Najee Harris averages below 4 yards a carry this year, that is a cataclysmic failure. Because you've got Broderick Jones on the left side of that line. You got Seumalo on the left side of that line. You're going to have Gentry. You're going to have Darnell Washington being able to block. You're going to have a guy that can take the top off the defense and George Pickens in his second year. You've got the opportunity to be really good this year. And if you're not, if he's not this year averaging more than 4 yards a carry, I would not pick up that fifth-year option. Like, I'm assuming he will get it done. And if he does, I'll pick it up. If he doesn't, no way.
I can meet you there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Black or white?
Mm-hmm.
You can text us on the Eager Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Eager Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Too legit to quit. Coming up next, a big-time development in AAA Indianapolis yesterday, Doran. A big-time development. We'll get to that coming up next. But first, Crowley here for the Bet Park Sportsbook app. Basketball finals tonight. I like Miami to bounce back at home in a must-win game. They were down in the series, 1-0. They came back, won game two. Now they're down 2-1 at home. I like them to bounce back. They're currently plus 140 on the money line. But if you believe in them as much as I do, why not sprinkle a little bit more on them to win the series? Plus 550. If you like them tonight, plus 550 to win the series. Just a little sprinkle. The Bucks are plus 100 tonight against New York with Dick Mountain on the mound. New York has lost six straight games. New customers make a winning $10 bet, get $125 back in sportsbook bonus. Must be a winning bet. bonus bets must be wagered once. Bet spreads, same game parlays, and more on the BetParx Sportsbook app, wherever you get your apps. Must be 21 in PA, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.